The oyster has come to symbolize the Chesapeake Bay, and Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill contemplates this noble creature, which has seen such a decline over the years.
The R months are here. It's oyster time on the Chesapeake Bay. I've lived 40 years on the bay, 16 along the western shore's Gunpowder River, and 24 on Broad Creek on the eastern shore. I have a generational romance with tidewater country and all its critters. It's a part of my heritage. A native of Staten Island, New York, my ancestors worked New York's oyster trade for over 200 years. Historically, New York's oysters were the world's most elegant and sought after. My great-grandfather had a fish market on Fulton Street. As a boy, my grandmother told me that he traveled to the Chesapeake to gather oyster seeds to plant in Raritan Bay. I thought it strange that oysters grew from seeds like daisies. New York was my family's oyster, for a while anyway. As a boy, I sailed and played at the beaches near the once-rich beds of Raritan Bay. Early European explorers wrote how oysters were so abundant around New York Harbor that one could walk the beds between Liberty Island and the tip of Manhattan. Oysters from polluted waters were implicated in typhus cases, overfishing reduced the oyster population, and pollution took its toll. Weakened oysters succumbed to predators, and in 1927, New York's legendary oyster beds were closed. In 1612, William Strachey observed about the Chesapeake Bay how, quote, oysters there be in banks and beds, unquote. In 1701, a Swiss visitor wrote that, quote, the abundance of oysters is incredible, whole banks of them that ships must avoid them, unquote. The Chesapeake's tidewater is as nurturing as she can be, and oysters are as hardy, but even the stalwart oyster and its tidewater home are not impervious to our relentless environmental abuses. In 1887, the bay produced 17 million bushels. By 1999, the oyster harvest dropped to less than 200,000. In the I sure got that one wrong category, Adrian van der Donck, an early 17th century Dutch resident of New Amsterdam, astounded by the New World's extravagant fecundity, prophesied, some imagine the animals of the country will be destroyed in time, but this is an unnecessary anxiety. Abundance is seductive. Spoiled children act thoughtlessly because they have too much. Oysters are exquisite creatures. I hold a freshly opened oyster in my hand. A few tiny barnacles and sea worms cling to it. It's offering hospitality to its neighbors in the mixed neighborhood in which it once lived. Its striated armor has been meticulously formed layer upon layer, laid up like ceramic tiles on a roof. Hard exterior maybe, but inside it's elegant like a palace. The pearl-like patina of its interior is accented with occasional splashes of blue. This is the sanctuary where the oyster rests safely ensconced as cozily as though it were royalty reclining between pillows of silk. A marvelous creation, over 200 million years old as a species. Best to take care of our old neighbor, the oyster. It will keep the neighborhood from going down. On the shore, George Merrill.